Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use it to your advantage when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog when you get there. AJ Scribante is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a wonderful entrepreneur story to tell you. AJ is the founder and the CEO of Majors Corporation, which is a national marketing information and consulting firm that he sold and made a lot of money on, but he started out just like you and I did. Started out as a small business owner, started out with almost nothing. I think the exact number was $500. Sounds a little bit like my story. He's got a brand new book out that tells you all about that whole career. Title is Shelf Life, and he's our new friend. AJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here. My pleasure.
It's good to have you here. $500. You know, AJ, when I started my business in 1989, my own small business, way back in 1989, somebody said, well, I guess you were undercapitalized. And I said, well, I'm not sure my situation you could actually call. How could you be undercapitalized if you have no capital?
Right.
I think there may be another designation. So if you started with $500, I think you were pretty close to where I was.
Correct. That's right.
So how did you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
Well, from high school, I enlisted in the Navy, Jim, and served 4 years. The Korean War was happening at that time, and I was in the amphibious force. We made the Incheon invasion in Korea, and then came around, evacuated the troops from Hungnam, and then we left the war zone after about 6-7 months. And came back, and I went to college on the GI Bill of Rights. Got a degree in chemical engineering, which was probably not my best selection. But the admissions guy told me that that's the degree that would pay the most when you graduate. And so, anyway, that's what I did. And then I took a job as a technical sales representative for Union Carbide Corporation.
Right.
Worked there for about 4 years, and my boss recognized that I was kind of a duck out of water about the same time I did. And anyway, he came down and he fired me.
Well, now, why were you a duck out of water, AJ? What was the problem?
Well, that's industrial sales. And industrial sales was just not my forte because it's a long sales cycle. It takes a long time to get an order.
You had an instinct to call. You wanted to see stuff fly off the shelves, didn't you?
Yeah. I wanted a little bit more action than that. And so, anyway, then I started manufacturing a liquid household bleach, and I competed with Clorox and Purex.
Wait a minute. What made you think you could do that?
Well, I'll tell you what. When he terminated me, it freed me. It put me out into the world, so to speak, with a great degree of freedom. And I had to say to myself, can I make it on my own? And I did that. I left the job paying about $600 a month. And then, with my background in that, and just by happenstance, I found a small product that I developed called Rathskeller Lemon Sour Mix. And I
sold appetizing.
I sold that. Well, they use it to make whiskey sours at the bars.
Okay.
So I sold it to a friend of mine who was a distributor, and so I netted about $500 per case on that. Did it in my kitchen at home, and
what did the neighbors think about that, AJ?
Well, when the trucks came by to drop off the cases and the bottles and things like that, they were wondering what was going on.
They thought you were making bathtub gin, I guess, maybe.
Right, and so. Anyway, I netted about 500 per case, and I sold about 2 to 2.5 cases a month. So you see, I went from losing a job paying 600 at that time to my own endeavor that paid me somewhere in the range of about twice that.
AJ, when in the 80s, I didn't get fired, but I was downsized twice in the 80s. And the second time it happened, I said to myself, and my audience has heard me say this before, but I like to tell the story. And the second time it happened, I said, well, I guess I better get my resume out and dust it off and update it. And then I thought, you know, wait a minute. I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that all by myself.
Uh-huh.
And so I started my own company that day, that moment.
That's right.
And in 1989, but the point I wanted to get back to, which I wanted to ask you, is I wound up going back and thanking both of the people who downsized me because it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I wondered if you ever did that or if you ever thought about doing that.
No, it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. But no, Jim, I did not go back because our paths didn't cross. You know, my boss was located in Kansas City, and
right.
I guess I could have picked up the telephone and thanked
him. But you felt like it, though, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Oh, no. I never had any hard feelings about the whole situation because I knew at the same time that he did that I was in the wrong position here.
Right. So then all this grew. Then the next step was you started, your company started growing then, didn't it?
Well, I started manufacturing a liquid household bleach and with two other partners. And I knew at that time, 2 years later, that is, into the bleach business, that even though we had about 95% distribution and we had about a 5% share of market, that, you know, it was starting to develop. It was called Bright Eyes Bleach, and we had a lot of fun with it. And I did all the promotion. I could start out in the morning, make my swing up through a big part of Nebraska, calling on the grocery stores, and by the time I got home that evening, I had sold a truckload of bleach. So it was fun. It was
retail, right there, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and I really learned to sell, and that excited me. So
did that help you learning how to sell? Did that help you grow up, become an executive, and to grow a sales organization?
Oh, sure, because you know you've got to be able to sell your ideas. If you aren't selling a product, you got to be able to have other people buy into your mission, so to speak. And
right.
So
the book is called Shelf Life. The author is A.J. Scribante. That's S-C-R-I-B-A-N-T-E. And A.J. and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. We got to let a few other things fly off the shelves while we're gone. Stay with us.
In 67.
We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, A.J. Scribante. Has got a lot to teach us, folks, and I've already invited AJ to come back another day and spend more time with us because I want to hear more about his entrepreneurial story. I think he's got some more lessons, a lot more lessons he can teach us than we're gonna cover today. And the book is called Shelf Life: How an Unlikely Entrepreneur Turned $500 into $65 million in the Grocery Industry. And AJ, your book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, sir. The book is throughout the country. And if it's not on the bookshelf or on the table, all you got to do is ask the clerk, and they can pull it up on the computer and get you a copy in a matter of a couple of days. Amazon.com carries it. Borders.com carries it.
Right. Shelf Life is the book. A.J. Scribante is the author. A.J., this $65 million, you formed a company called Majors, right?
Yes, sir.
That was where you went to from... From your chemical, your Clorox, not Clorox, your Bright Eyes days, that's the competitor to Clorox, you wound up founding a company called Majors.
Yes, sir.
When you started that company, when did that company, was it really founded when you got fired, or did you later say, I'm starting this new company right now.
No, what happened to me after I lost my job, Jim, then I got into trying to find my niche, and I went through two or three experiences, got to the bleach business, saw that that wasn't going to give me what I was looking for, so I left there. But I took the idea that I formed the Majors Corporation with. I took that from my bleach experience, and then I started Majors. And I started that with a $500 part-time employee, and I had a unique idea, and that's what got Majors started. And then, as I explain in the book, and I walk you through in great detail, I show you the four stages that a business goes through in growing a successful endeavor, and then point out the principles that's important in building a business. The book is an excellent primer for anybody that's interested in the business community. They're either in the business or they want to start a business. As the president of Kansas State University on the blurb on the back cover indicated, that everybody, every student should read this book. It's an excellent business primer.
What about when you started Majors, did you have any idea, did you say, I'm going to grow this into a larger business, into a big business? What was your thoughts in the early days?
Well, I knew when I got started that it was going to provide me with a livelihood. I knew that there was enough of a market out there because I saw that from my experience. So I was coming at it firsthand. I knew that there was value in what I was about. Now, I never realized that it would ever get to the point that it got to, but I knew it would provide a good livelihood for me.
Well, let me ask you about, before we go, we've still got a couple of minutes, but we're going to get you back on and talk some more about this. What mistake did you make? What was the thing that was really the most bonehead thing you did when you started your company that if you could look back, you said, man, I wish I had done that differently. What would that be?
Well, I guess I could have started I would have started at an earlier age. Let me put it that way. That's probably the first mistake I ever made. However, the first mistake I made was majoring in chemical engineering. I should have been in the business school. Then the second mistake that I would have made is I didn't get at my business opportunity soon enough. I should have started out earlier because I had the talent, but I didn't know that until later. Mm-hmm. So that's really the mistakes, if you view those as mistakes.
Well, I don't think of those as mistakes. Those are, you know, we all come to this, to wherever we are, at our own pace. There's a, you know, a reason for it, I guess. And I would say that some of the things that you learned when you were ebbing and flowing in the as an entrepreneur earlier than when you were in the bright eyes days and earlier, you learned a lot that helped you in your company. But what did you do that was you considered to be really smart? When you look back and you say, man, I sure am glad I did that. What would that be?
Well, I got started in my own endeavor, and I pursued two or three paths until I found my passion. When I found my passion, and that was building the Majors Corporation, I really stopped working, Jim. I started having fun. I enjoyed every day. I was one of those guys that said, thank God it's Monday instead of thank God it's Friday.
Right, right. Well, and if you ever get to that point, my mother used to say, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
That's right. Well, and Catherine Graham, the late CEO of the Washington Post, said, when you love what you do and you know that it matters, nothing could be more fun. And when you take that apart, when you love what you do, chances are you're doing what you do the best. And you know that it matters, says it has some significance to it. It has some purpose to it.
And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy as far as success is concerned, doesn't it?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
And you have fun.
A.J., the book is called Shelf Life, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
The author is A.J. Scribante. The book is available wherever books are sold. A.J., I'd like to get you back on the show, and I'd like for you to walk us through some of those shelf lessons that you've got, and we'll do that next time.
Hey, wonderful, Jim. Love to be with you, and thank you very, very much. And all your listeners should buy the book Shelf Life. It will walk you through each of the stages. It will give you a wonderful insight as to how to develop a business.
He never stop selling, ladies and gentlemen. I like that about him. Got to go, folks. I'm going to be right back after the news. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.